Joining me on the Talk More podcast today is comedian Phil Hanley. Welcome, dude.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to be at Punchline Comedy Club this weekend. Tonight, which is Thursday.
Yes.
June 6th. Tomorrow, June 7th. And Saturday, June 8th.
Yep.
And Sunday and Monday and all the...
I'll be back in New York.
Okay. You can get tickets at punchlinecomedyclub.com. Are you going to do anything exciting while you're in the Bay Area? Maybe play tourist or...
I have. I arrived like a week early. I went to see the Dead at Shoreline last weekend.
Oh, how was that?
So good. Yeah,
I'm
great.
So jealous right now.
Yeah. That's my tradition. I come in a week before my shows and I see the Dead at Shoreline and then I do the Punchline.
So, Ed, I didn't realize that was an annual thing at Shoreline.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's different. It like can vary like within a few weeks. But yeah, the shows were great. It's going to be a good summer tour. And then I just hung in San Francisco for like 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't get in any trouble or do
no, crazy no trouble.
Alcatraz?
No, my parents came from Vancouver.
Oh.
And we hung out with my parents and my girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're from Vancouver.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. You're not cheering for the Raptors, are you?
You know what? I'm not. No, I'm not.
Thank God.
No. My whole life, all I wanted was an NBA team in Canada. And then I wasn't into the Raptors.
Okay.
Yeah. I was bummed.
Okay. Who is your team?
Now, I'm not a huge,
you don't care.
Follow basketball that much. But I mean, in New York, I like the Knicks.
Sure.
I like the Knicks when I was a kid and stuff. So.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's hyped up around here because obviously the Warriors and the Raptors are playing. Game 3 was last night. Game 4 is in what? 2 days? GMO, is it?
He's
is it Friday,
Friday
or Saturday?
I think it's Friday.
Okay. Yeah. So we're all bummed out. I mean, I'm new to the Bay Area. So that's the thing is like, I've only been here less than 2 years.
Oh, really?
Right. So I mean, I'm born and raised in LA and then I lived in Houston. So I've lived in Vegas for a long time.
Okay.
I've been around NBA teams. It's not like I'm from some small town that never had an NBA team, but
yeah.
I'm a big baseball fan. I love NFL and I like basketball, but I've never really embraced a team.
Okay.
Until I moved here and I went to my first Warriors game last year. And I was just like, this is the real deal. I just kind of fell in love. So while am I bandwagon or is it just?
No.
What do you call that?
No, it sounds like you were sincerely moved.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to be really mad at you if you were going to start jumping on the Toronto Raptors bandwagon because you're from Vancouver. We're
no.
cool. We're still cool.
I'm actually from Toronto, to be honest. I
oh,
grew
man.
Up just outside of Toronto.
Okay. You don't have that Canadian accent that I actually am obsessed with.
Oh, you like it?
I have this fantasy of... marrying a Canadian. So if Keanu Reeves was somehow... Wait, is he Canadian? He is, right? Wait. I think he has ties to Canada. Anyways, I have this obsession with Keanu Reeves.
It's okay.
Totally
he's very handsome.
Well, it's not even... Yeah, he is. But it's not even that. It's this whole other thing. But I'm not going to go
acting.
Down that rabbit hole because I feel like I go down the Keanu Reeves rabbit hole too much.
Okay.
But... No, yeah, I have a thing for the Canadian drawl and just something about the Canadian politeness.
Oh, right.
And I feel like
some of us are quite masculine, too.
I was just going to say,
I'd be a good example of that.
You scream masculinity.
Uh-huh.
You do have a very strong beard. Your facial hair is very prominent. So you've got that, you know.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's a Canadian thing or not.
It could be. In my case, it is.
Okay. So it doesn't sound like you even watched the game last night.
I was performing. We did a show last night too.
Oh, last night.
Yeah,
I thought
you might have come. No.
Oh well, I was gonna come actually. It was on my calendar, but I live in South Bay, so I just couldn't get up here with traffic.
Okay. But I was performing last night. It went very well. As I was walking, I forgot about the playoffs.
Mm.
And I was walking, and I saw a giant screen in a restaurant, and saw that I was like, oh my god, it's gonna be the playoffs. But yeah.
The best part of the game, I talked about this on the show this morning, obviously was a bummer for Warriors fans, but the commentary on ABC, it's Michelle Beadle, Paul Pierce, and I forget the other two guys. I don't know. Anyways, they do a really good job because they have a great personality, and Michelle Beadle mentioned to Paul Pierce, hey, it was 11 years ago today that you were carried off the court in a wheelchair, and he said, oh yeah, I guess I'll confess to that, and he explained that he was carried off because he had the poop. This whole time,
wow.
People thought he like had a leg injury.
Yeah.
Because they carried him off the court. He like fell down and grabbed his leg. So he did kind of tweak something, but then they carried him off. And the real deal was is that he called for a wheelchair because he was going to crap his pants if he took one more step.
Wow.
Have you ever had that fear on stage where you get that chill on the back of your neck and you're like, oh God.
Did I need to?
Yeah, you need to
have
go
a back. No. That's a great question, but no, I never
I come with the good stuff.
I never did. I didn't know that that was an issue for athletes. I consider myself an athlete. I never knew.
You look just like an athlete.
I didn't know that was a problem. I've never been in that situation in any. I've never called for a wheelchair in that situation.
Never in your life have you had to like squeeze your butt so hard that you could barely make it to the bathroom?
I mean, I guess there's been moments of urgency, but never. I've never thought, oh, I need like a dolly or a wheelchair.
Phil, you're acting like you're so above the rest of us right now.
Is that common? Where have you ever called for a wheelchair?
Well, no, not a wheelchair, but like if you're on live television in front of the whole world and you're like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm guessing. So here's my theory on it.
Okay.
I think he got hurt. I think something like tweaked in his leg because obviously he was like limping, I guess, when he got up. And I think that that injury, the pain or the shock of it probably just like made him have to poop in that instant. And then when he got up, maybe he had some like bad Chinese food earlier in that day, but he couldn't take another step. He had to sit down.
Yeah.
And so he played it off like he was just really hurt. And I think about that when people, you know, on stage, I think about it on air that like, what if in the middle of a talk break, I have to go. It's never happened, knock on wood. But for comedians, you can't just be like, I'm going to play a song and I'll come right back. So anything that happens on stage, you gotta deal with it.
Yeah, I feel like situations like something like that, once you're on stage, just like adrenaline and stuff like that, I think you could make it through.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
You're just like cool, calm, and collected.
Well, I'm Canadian. And
you are.
No, I will. I don't know if this is an interesting story or not, but I was once... I had an opener and he was supposed to do 15 minutes and I tried to time that out just so, you know, use the washroom, get him a zone or whatever right before, and he wasn't getting laughs. So he did like maybe like 7 minutes. So I was like on my way to the washroom and then I had to go on stage. So it was like an hour set of wanting to relieve myself. Yeah.
Oh. See, okay, thank you for sharing that story. Now I know you're human just like the rest of us.
Okay. No wheelchair, though. I'm sorry.
A little bit extreme, but you know.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But wow, that's quite a confession he made on...
I know.
Yeah.
What's that say about me, that that's the most interesting thing I took from that crappy game last night was the great story about him almost pooping his pants?
Well, it's very revealing.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have anything very revealing that you can share with us? Because I'm feeling like I'm just a mess of a human being compared to you right now.
No, I don't mean it's revealing of you. I mean he shared with us. I don't know. I think we wouldn't be human if we weren't moved by that story.
Phil, I know I should know this because I should have thoroughly Googled you, but I didn't check to see. Do you have any kids?
I do not have kids.
Okay. Do you have any good stories of, because we just talked about this, so I'm bringing it up.
Uh-huh.
Horrible things you said to embarrass your parents when you were a kid?
I can't think of anything offhand. Do you have a...
Growing up in Canada, you're just a really polite kid, I guess, right?
No, I'm trying to think of something that no.
We got some texts from people today that said, I don't even know where they were, but she said, my kid said to me, why is that boy's eyes always closed? And the mom of the kid was right in front of them, and she turned and glared at him. Well, turns out the kid was Asian. And the little 5-year-old didn't understand the difference. And so the mom was like mortified.
Wow.
And how do you explain that stuff? But then there was all these other stories about, like I told the story how my nephew, when he was 3, he's sitting on the bathroom counter after his bath and my sister's drying off his hair. And he like dodges his head and starts flinging his arms in the air. And she goes, what are you doing? He goes, it's a fucking fly. And she says, what did you just say? And he looks at her deadpan and goes, well, it was. And my phone rang not 4 seconds after that, her blaming me for teaching him the word fuck, which I didn't. But I would also ask you, have you ever been a bad influence on kids? But I'm guessing being a good Canadian, you're probably just an angel.
I know I try to be well behaved in front of kids. I have a nephew that I don't swear in front of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we get you into any trouble this weekend?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to behave myself.
Can you swear in front of some children at least?
You got to be careful of that.
Yeah, I guess. God, you're so well behaved.
Am I really?
Maybe I'm just a degenerate.
Everyone considers me comedy's bad boy, so it's funny that you'd say that I'm really well behaved.
You have that look. You know, I'm guessing under that yellow hoodie, you're covered with like angry tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very, very temperamental tattoos.
You carry this cool, calm, and collected Canadian demeanor, but you're probably in Canadian gangs, aren't you?
Yeah, but there is a gang problem in Canada.
Do you have a gang name?
I do not have a gang name, no.
Maybe we should give you one.
Please.
What would be a good... GMO, do you have any ideas for what Phil's gang name, Canadian gang name should be?
GMO, that's a great name.
That's it, yes? Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see a gang name for... let me see.
Can we discuss the origins of GMO?
Yeah, it's my real name. My full name is Guillermo.
Oh, Guillermo. So it's like, yeah, okay.
It's G-M-O. The dash is through everything that people can't pronounce.
Oh, okay. It's got a nice ring to it. You have an interesting name, too. Initials?
DK. It's for Dana Kramer.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a gang name either, so maybe...
DK could be... I could see that.
Yeah, something like... It's what? Isn't there some gang that's something Kings where I could say, like, my name stands for, like...
Oh, yeah, the let... Well, I don't want to say it.
Yeah,
that's... Yeah.
Oh, is it bad?
All gang names are
Do
bad.
We just go down a whole rabbit hole of, like, bad conversation?
Keanu Reeves is Canadian, though.
Oh, see? He comes up with a good information. Yeah. Okay,
Beirut,
I knew it.
Born in Beirut.
Okay, that was it.
Where in Canada does it say where he grew up?
No, he just has citizenship.
Oh, really?
Okay. I want to say Vancouver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I may have or may have not done a lot of reading on Keanu Reeves.
What is it that you find so enticing about him?
This is the theme of every podcast. Andrew's probably laughing. His kind, like the fact that he's been through so much heartache in his life. You know, he lost a wife. He lost a baby. His sister's gone through, I believe it was cancer, and he's had so many troubling things happen to him, and yet he does nothing but give back to people and try and make other people's lives better. Like, he gave half of his salary from The Matrix to the behind the scenes crew to like make their lives better and be able to make the rest, you know, Matrix yeah. 2, Matrix 3. You read stories about him. He always anonymously or tries to be anonymous about just like going into a restaurant with a baseball hat and glasses and like paying for everyone's pizza. And he's just always, he just oozes like humility and kindness, but also yeah. coolness.
Uh-huh.
So for me, it's not like, oh, he's a dreamboat. Yeah, he's a handsome guy. For me, it's more of like, he's a mystery and he's just this being of goodness.
Yeah.
And I just want to give him a big hug. So that's my whole thing with Keanu. So what the hell's going on over there? So no one respects our podcast in this building. They play audio. They walk by. Half the time they open the door.
Really? They better not while I'm here.
I know, right? Well, we have...
You see some of those tattoos.
I know. You probably stab someone.
Well,
are you carrying any weapons?
I've heard that. No, I don't need them. But I've heard that about Keanu Reeves. I heard he's donated a lot of money to different causes and stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I was trying to paint you out to be some sort of badass, but you did that all on your own. So
I think so.
I appreciate you coming in and hanging out with us today. Phil Hanley's going to be at Punchline Comedy Club last night. You missed it. I missed it. Tonight, June 6th, tomorrow, and Saturday. Tickets available at punchlinecomedyclub.com. Thanks for hanging out, dude.
Thank you for having me.
You got it.